We know now, and most of us know before, and maybe all of us, we know very well idea about democracy, how democracy looks like. Is it possible to expect respect of human rights from such bureaucrats? We are sure that this is not possible. And we are sure that they will not give us our rights and our dignity without fight. The challenge, guys, which we are taking now, the steps which you are taking now in this protest has to extend and to continue to create this grassroots movement of immigrants and refugees to be able to force those people to listen to us and to respect our dignity. Nobody can get his rights by negotiating with such bureaucrats. We know this from the beginning, but we get more proofs every day that they will never respect the idea of human rights. This country and this Western imperialism, you know how they act and how we know how they behave. So we are here now, and we just want to send them another message. We are not here to negotiate. We are here to build up this movement and to continue fighting back. And if they want to take us by force, they could do it today, but tomorrow, they think they will be able to do it forever? I don't think so. I think this movement is getting stronger, and I'm so optimistic about our movement. I'm so happy about it. I'm so impressed by all people who I just met friends here. I didn't see them maybe 6 months ago. They just heard about the event and they came to show solidarity with me. Maybe I got just three meetings with them before, and they just got touched by this event. This is the energy which we want to build on. The energy now should be, we should invest on this energy. We should start working and organizing and to continue fighting. And I'm hoping that we will meet again and again, and they will not be able to deport me. That is, they think so. But it is a matter of power struggle, and we know from the beginning that it is a matter of power struggle. Thanks a lot, and I'm not going to say anything more. Thank you for everyone who came today. And I am so impressed, and I'm so grateful for you all. Thank you.
So, solidarité avec Amir. So.